AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the last of the U.S. troops in Afghanistan will be out of that country by August 31st. The AP Sagar Magani reports Biden is resisting calls by some to keep troops there as the Taliban makes gains.
The president says the U.S. has achieved both goals it set when invading Afghanistan 20 years ago. Take down Osama bin Laden and keep the nation from again becoming a terror haven.
We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build.
And Afghan leaders must now chart their own path. The president's been visibly annoyed by suggestions he's leaving too soon as the Taliban makes steady advances. But he says the past 20 years have shown the war is unwinnable.
How many thousands more Americans' daughters and sons are you willing to risk?
Under growing pressure from lawmakers, he's vowing to evacuate thousands of Afghans who helped the U.S. military as drivers and interpreters.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the Defense Department is trying to find locations both in the U.S. and other nations to take in those fleeing Afghanistan.
What we're assuming is that we've got to have some flexible options here, that it's not just going to be one and done. Like, you know, one installation and that's it, and they all have to go there. We want to preserve some flexibility in the process to, again, to be able to absorb numbers as they flex up or down.
Stormy Daniels' former lawyer, Michael Avenatti, is going to prison for 2.5 years for trying to extort $25 million from Nike. His lawyer, Dania Perry.
She is deeply humbled as a result of this experience, and he's excited to start the next part of his life.
Avenatti faces the start of a fraud trial next week in the Los Angeles area. There's a second California criminal trial later in the year and a separate trial next year in Manhattan, where he's charged with cheating Daniels out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is AP News. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says coronavirus cases are rising in a number of states.
We know that the Delta variant has increased transmissibility, and it is currently surging in pockets of the country with low vaccination rates.
Researchers in France say the vaccines are effective against the variant. Pfizer says it will ask the CDC next month for approval for a booster shot for its vaccine. Volunteers are planning to go door-to-door in states that have low vaccination rates. Missouri Governor Mike Parson says he doesn't want federal employees knocking on doors. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
They are not federal government employees. They are volunteers. They are clergy. They are trusted voices in communities who are playing this role in door knocking.
Hospitals in Missouri's capital, Springfield, overwhelmed by increased COVID-19 cases. On Monday, hospitalizations rose to 1,034, up by nearly 60% from a month earlier. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.